Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we have two guests, Giants center fielder Denard Spann and KPIX sports director Dennis O'Donnell. We'll start with Denard Spann.
Denard, you've been around for a while, and you've seen the ups and downs of baseball. So, you know, after that road trip, what do you guys have to do to maybe reboot and get to where you were before the All-Star break?
We just got to press the reset button. Can't panic. Just got to go out there and relax and get back to doing the things that we do, right, that we've done so well this year.
I mean, you've seen it before, so is there something that you could pinpoint? I mean, as a team, do you have to guard against trying to put too much pressure on yourself or even the team putting too much pressure as a whole?
Yeah, we just got to relax, man. You know, we've been playing great baseball up to this point. You know, every good team goes through a little rough stretch, and we just got to try to, you know, find a way to get out of it and just bounce back and get back to you know, our winning ways. You know, winning is contagious, so we just got to try to get back to that.
What are you working on individually to try to get better, you know, try to have a better second half?
I'm always working, man. I want to do more. Personally, you know, I'm my toughest critic, and you know, I just want to do my job. You know what I mean? I want to be the best leadoff hitter I can be the best center fielder I can be, and just do things to try to you know, get this team going.
You know, the pressure of a pennant race sometimes can get to younger guys. I mean, what does the experience mean as far as being through these kind of things before?
Well, say it again, I'm sorry.
Well, just, you know, going through a pennant race, you know, the last couple months of the season, you know, what does it mean to you to have the experience? You know, how do you handle that as far as, you know, teaching the younger guys about going through it?
We got to cherish it. You know, you only get this opportunity not too much, you know, in your career. And, you know, I've been in the big leagues for, you know, 7-8 years now. And you just got to realize when you have an opportunity to do something special, you got to take advantage of it.
You know, the Hall of Fame inductions just occurred, and Ken Griffey Jr., Mike Piazza, great speeches that they had. But Jr. in particular, since you're a center fielder, you know, what did you think when you watched him play, and what did you think about the induction speech?
I didn't get a chance to hear his speech, to be honest. We were on the plane for 6 hours yesterday. We didn't have TV. But as far as him being a player, he, you know, he's one of the reasons why, you know, I play this game, and he's influenced his game, you know, so much. And you know, I think you can probably go around every clubhouse in Major League Baseball, and I guarantee you probably 95% of the guys will say that they were his favorite player growing up. So, you know, salute to him. Unbelievable career.
Is it hard to emulate a guy like that, though, because he's got so much ability? And people talk about the natural talent, but, you know, he really worked hard, too, to become a Hall of Famer. But just to try to be like him when he had those unique skills.
You said, is it hard to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid, that's something you don't think about. I mean, he's your favorite player. You know, everything he did looked smooth, and he made everything look effortless. So as a kid, you know, I remember, you know, getting in the mirror and trying to mimic his batting stance. And just, you know, whenever you hit a home run, you know, say, oh, I did like Ken Griffey did it. So, you know, even playing video games, I always wanted to grab Seattle or, you know, home run derby in the video games. I had to get Griffey, so. You know, as a kid, I didn't think about how difficult it was to emulate him. He just was my favorite player.
Two-part question here. What have you enjoyed most about playing center field at AT&T Park? A lot of room out there. And also, what have you enjoyed most about being a part of the Giants in your first year?
It's been a lot of fun, man. You know, I love being able to go out there here at this ballpark and, you know, utilize my speed. You know, sometimes the wind plays a little tricks on me and it's a little cold. But, you know, I've just had fun. I've had, you know, it's been an enjoyable first half for me. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, the next 2.5 years, half of this year and next 2 years is just, you know, just continuing to be a part of this great organization.
You made some great catches out there. What does it mean? What kind of satisfaction do you get when the pitcher turns around, points at you? I mean, you just saved, you know, maybe a couple of runs when you make one of those running catches.
There's no better feeling, man. You know, I can't think of, you know, any better feeling, to be honest with you. You know, it's good to get – it's nice to get a game-winning hit or a clutch hit, but this game's so difficult to where you can't always guarantee you're going to do that. So whenever I can pick up my pitcher and pick up my team with my glove, I think coming up in Minnesota, that's what they preach, defense. And whenever I can do that, that just makes my day.
Last thing before I let you go, the Nationals are coming in here, your former team. What do you think about them? They're in first place as well, just like the Giants. I mean, it should be a pretty good battle, right?
Yeah, it should be a really good series. They've been playing good ball. They have a good core group over there, and it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be good to see some of those guys, but at the same time, I'm going to be looking forward to, just play good against them and good, healthy competition.
All right, Denard. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
No problem.
That's Giants center fielder Denard Span. Coming up, we'll hear from KPIX sports director Dennis O'Donnell. But before we talk to him, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now let's get to the conversation with KPIX sports director Dennis O'Donnell. Dennis, the Giants have really hit the skids on that road trip. But there's a lot of confidence, I think, in this team because they always find a way. Bruce Bochy has that calming influence on the team. So do you think maybe it's different than other ball clubs in a way that might panic in a situation like that?
I think Bochy has done one of his best managing jobs since being a Giants manager. If you look at the first half, they compiled the best record in baseball, really without 30% of their lineup. Pence being the biggest, Duffy being the second one. But if you miss that much talent for the first half of the season, you have the best record in baseball. At some point, you're going to hit the skids. So the 1-7 doesn't surprise me. They're all not a 1-7 team, but I think this kind of streak was inevitable given the fact that so much talent is sidelined.
Do you think this team has to make a move at the trade deadline, whether it be bullpen, which seems to be a concern, or another member of the lineup?
It wouldn't surprise me if they made a move. I think the Giants have a couple of minor league pitchers that are highly coveted. I'm not sure that the Giants would want to part with them. But given Brian Sabian's track record, I know that he's not the GM. I'm guessing he has some input. They make deals at the deadline. Trust me, I know. But I haven't received any phone calls.
Well, it's hard to give up some of those good prospects. I mean, it kind of works both ways. Sometimes you get the guy, you go out and trade for Hunter Pence, and then he helps you win the World Series, then he stays on. But other times you go and you trade for Mike Leake, and you give up Adam Duvall, and he's got, 20-plus home runs and driving in over 60 so far. So, I mean, it's tricky, I would think.
Yeah, that's true. You pay the price for winning a World Series, but the Giants have won 3 World Series now, and they certainly, judging by their first half record, are capable of winning a 4th. So if they feel that they're a left-handed reliever away or possibly potentially a closer away, I make the deal because what you have here today might not be here tomorrow. So, I know it's expensive. And I know those prize prospects mean a lot to Sabian. I keep saying Sabian, obviously not the GM. But my point is that I would make a deal because I think this team is capable of winning a World Series.
You mentioned Bochy doing probably his best job as Giants manager. Yeah, how important is it for him to stick to his guns, you think, second half of the year? Sometimes it's hard. I mean, like a Jake Peavy or Matt Cain, when they haven't performed, he's staying with them. But some managers, some organizations might have pulled the plug, or even Casilla. I mean, he's staying on as the closer right now, but there have been times where you thought maybe they would make a change.
I think they have to look at making a change at the closer spot. I don't know if maybe Hunter Strickland is that guy, or if – I don't think that – if it's not Strickland, I'm not sure that closer is on this roster. So if that closer isn't on the roster, then they're going to have to make a deal. The problem is, as you know, Joe, trying to get a closer at the trade deadline might be the most expensive proposition. So my guess is that closer doesn't come. I think they're going to get a reliever. I'm thinking they're going to get a left-handed reliever. That's my gut. Nobody's told me that. And I think they're going to have to deal with the closer situation from within. Other teams have gone with closer by committee. I know that's not something Bochy is warm to, not something he wants to do, but at some point you may have to look at somebody else because Casilla lacks the consistency.
Yeah, you talk about left-hander. I mean, they've got a couple of them in that pen right now, but they haven't been up to snuff. I mean, Javier Lopez hasn't been himself. Josh Osich is, you know, just not there yet. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. People talk about how he's going to be really good, but, I mean, is he ready for crunch time here?
Well, I, you know, the good thing is we're talking about a left-handed reliever. We're not talking about having to acquire a 30-30 outfielder, right, which would come at a much more expensive price. I think the Giants have the pieces. We're talking about a complementary fit that will strengthen the bullpen. So I think that's the good thing, and I think they're going to have to go out to the organization right now to get that player. But when Pence comes back, what amazes me is the depth of this team. We talk about the Warriors' strength in numbers, right? And I think that always proved true. With this team, I think you could say the same thing. It amazes me that the record they got with the backups they had, and when Pence comes back, it's just going to be a stronger team.
We'll have more with Dennis O'Donnell from KPIX in San Francisco right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Since we were talking about bullpen, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, came out recently on an ESPN radio interview saying that maybe they might want to change things, you know, as far as relief pitchers and managers, how many times they can use a relief pitcher during an inning. What do you think of that? I mean, that would really change the strategy around and really the basics of baseball. I don't know that they could even do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a realistic possibility. I don't know what Bochy – was he asked about that just now?
No, I think he talked about it just now.
I just – such a such an unorthodox change, right? So I don't see that as being a possibility.
Another thing that we had to – we got to witness over the weekend, the induction speeches of Mike Piazza, Ken Griffey Jr. I thought they were both great. It was so much fun watching those guys in their career. What did you think of the speeches and just reflecting on their careers?
You know what's sad is that I'm watching Ken Griffey Jr. turn his hat around and really give a great speech, right? And Piazza was the same. But I remember Ken Griffey Jr. coming into my our TV station, KRON, when he was a rookie. Because we had organized a satellite crosstalk with his father, who was still playing, as you know. And they were the father-son duo playing in the major leagues. And I'm thinking, how many years ago was that? Because I have been working in the business for his entire career, and I start thinking of all the players who have come and gone, right? But to your point, I thought Griffey was great, and Piazza obviously is a great story because the only reason he got a shot is because Tommy Lasorda gave it to him, a late-round draft pick. And I don't know if you've covered either of those guys an extended period of time, but Piazza obviously was an Oakland Athletic and a true gentleman, a real good guy, a stand-up guy, could have a bad game. Reminded me of Eckersley in the respect that you could have a blown save, very approachable. Piazza could have a bad game in the same way. So two great guys going to the Hall of Fame.
The other thing I remember about Griffey is that he didn't want to do an interview, you know, when I was with SiriusXM, but he would sit there at his locker and just talk about his family. I sat there one time for 15 minutes, and he was just telling me about his kids. He's really a family guy.
You know, it's interesting is that I heard different stories about Ken Griffey Jr. They could be really sullen and introverted, but when he talked about things other than baseball, he was really good. And I think I had a few of those incidents with Barry Bonds in which once he got off the topic of baseball, it was really, really interesting. And you know who else was the same way? Is Jim Harbaugh. Because Harbaugh would never – he didn't want to talk X's and O's. Hey, how's Roger – how's Frank Gore's knee? Nothing. How are you going to – Nothing. But – We were getting great conversations, about the Detroit Tigers infield, you know, Alan Trowell and Lou Whitaker, or it's just the most off the beaten path stuff that would make an interesting conversation. So that's interesting to hear that Griffey was the same way.
to finish up, since you mentioned Bonds, I'm curious what you think about his Hall of Fame candidacy. You know, it's really hard to know who did steroids, who didn't, as far as, you know, Griffey, Piazza, we're just assuming they didn't, okay? But with Bonds, you know, there's all that evidence against him. Him, Clemens, you know, what do you think about their candidacy and whether or not, you know, the writers will soften on it and those guys will get in?
Yeah, he's the problem with Barry is he's the poster boy of the era, the steroid era. When you think about steroids, the first guy you think about is Barry Bonds. So that being the case, I think time heals all wounds, right? I think as time goes on, people will recognize the numbers that stood out far before he ever did steroids. The lack of admission, I think, was an obvious problem for Barry Bonds, but over time, I think he'll get his just due.
And what about Jeff Kent? Most home runs by a second baseman. Doesn't he belong?
Absolutely. Yeah, Jeff Kent. Honestly, I think both guys did a disservice to some extent with the way they dealt with the media at times. I mean, I had issues with both. You know, they read the riot act to me a couple of times. So, if I had a vote for Kent or Bonds, they would get my vote. That doesn't affect me, but I think the people who have to cover them every single day, eventually it plays on you a little bit. But I think they're both deserving. They'll both be in the Hall of Fame.
Dennis, thanks so much for the time. Great to see you out here at the ballpark. Hope to see you a lot more out here.
Do another game at
That's right. We did a San Francisco State. The Swamp. We did a San Francisco State doubleheader basketball. We got to do it again.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
That's Dennis O'Donnell from KPIX5 in San Francisco. I want to thank him and Giants center fielder Denard Spann for joining us today at AT&T Park. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from Giants relief pitcher Sergio Romo. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.